Our parsha starts off, Ela Toldot Yaakov. These are the children of Yaakov, and then we're told, Yosef. So this is not a pasuk that we don't have before. Ela Toldot are words that we've seen. There are four places that we have Ela Toldot with a person in Bereishis. We have it by Noach. We have it by Yitzchak. We have it by Esav, and now we have it by Yaakov. If there was more time, I think that it would be worth exploring all the differences between them. But I want to try just by taking a look at what some of them mean. Let's have a look at Esav. It tells us these are the generations, it's the family of Esav. And then what does it go on to tell us? It goes on to list all of his wives and all of his children. Rabbi Norman Lamb has such a beautiful analysis of this. He says that Esav is of the belief that your harem, the size of your family, the size of your wives, that is what makes you powerful. The Torah puts that in straight contrast to the listing of Yaakov. What's the difference? That by Yaakov, it's not just the names, but it's Yosef. What is Yosef? Yosef is Yaakov's investment in the future. Meaning he looks and says, Yaakov, Yosef, you are everything that I want to create as a legacy for the future generation. It's not about power. It's not about lust. But it's about a spiritual inheritance that he passes on to the next generation. And I think that when we look at Yosef's dreams, you get a little bit of a glimpse of that. Yosef's dreams center around what? The sun, the moon, and the stars, as well as the sheep. Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav, comments that what's going on with Yosef's dreams? He says Yosef's dreams center around two basic ideas. On the one hand, to be a nation, you need to have physical sustenance. We work the land. So that's what he says. We need to make sure we have food. But then Yosef has a second dream. It's the dream of the sun, the moon, and the stars. He says that's also what it's about. The celestial beings, the fact that we can be bigger, the fact that we can be stronger, the fact that we can be taller, greater, and mightier than just physical human beings. In fact, the Rav points out that's possibly why the other brothers get so upset. The brothers turn to Yosef and say, Yosef, fine, you want to steal our legacy of wealth? Zygabench, take it. There is no guarantee that we could have everything. But if you want to also take this spirituality, you want to tell us that we can't be, not going to happen. That's what spikes the frustration, the tension, the anger, the jealousy of the brothers. Because the brothers beg and say, we're willing to give up on being the future material Jewish people, but spiritual Jews not. Ela Toldot Yosef, Yaakov, Yosef. Yosef's legacy is what makes Yaakov special. Yosef, by saying, I recognize that there is something so much more than just numbers, people, women, but it's all about the spirituality. That is what Yaakov leaves us as his legacy. And while one could take a look at Yitzhak and Noach in a separate discussion, I think what's amazing is when you take a look and see how great Yaakov is in contrast to his brother. Have a good day.